Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very glad you're here, and I'm very glad Dave Anderson is back on the show. Dave is a good friend of ours. He's a great resource for us. He's a great resource for the marketplace, folks. He's the president and the founder of Learn to Lead, and his website is learntolead.com, and he's the author of a number of books, including one I'm holding in my hand, How to Run Your Business by the Book. And he's our good friend, Dave Anderson. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. Dave, one of the things that you do that I admire a lot about you is that you go to other countries. You go to third world countries, and you talk to them about principles that you believe strongly in. And you do this at your own expense. You do it at least a couple of times a year, as I remember. And you're getting ready to go to another one any day now. And I want you to tell us about that, but I also want you to tell the audience about why you can't go back, why you're not going back to the place that you were working in. Tell us a little, remind the audience a little bit about what you do, and then tell us that story.
You know, John Maxwell has an organization called EQUIP that trains leaders in different parts of the world, and usually leaders don't have access to leadership training. And I started out by going to Moscow, and Russia was my territory, and I was training these pastors there, and then there came an opening to work with the leaders from the underground church in Iran, and no one wanted to do that assignment. so it's harder to get to that part of the area, and of course they can't do the class in Iran; they have to do it in a nearby country. And so I volunteered for that as well, and I go with a partner, and it's going to be my fifth year now to go back and to work with these leaders and equip them to grow their organizations under some really adverse
circumstances. So you were going to a neighboring location to work with people from Iran who wanted to learn this kind of religious leadership.
Yes.
And now you can't go back to where you were meeting them because of what?
Well, the location we were having it at got compromised. You know, we would bring these leaders out of Iran, there would always be some that would be arrested, coming or going, because they're on lists there. But you know, we'd always have 50 or 60 normally that would show up, and these are high level leaders.
But some of them would wind up getting arrested.
Oh yeah, they would get arrested either coming or going back. So they came at great risk to learn. You know,
right?
Jim.
Did this have anything to do with the three young people who were captive over there? One really?
No, they just harass everybody over there.
I see.
You know, they're no respecter of persons.
Right.
They just whoever, but it wasn't related to that. But the secret police in Iran had a lot of connections in this nearby country, and they found out about where we were holding us, and it was really in a secluded place. And they started questioning local people,
right.
So we really felt like they were setting us up for the next time.
Yeah, so you're moving on to another location, which I'm glad you're doing, and I appreciate that. You know, somebody was talking, I heard Jay Leno, I think, called their leader over there, Mahmoud, I'm a whack job. he is such a nut. Those folks, they need a true revolution over there, don't they?
Well, they do, and what's funny is that the people that come over, you know, they still have such a great sense of humor, and he says, you know, we just want to apologize not only for having such an ineffective leader, but for also having the ugliest president in the world.
Well, now, these people who come to meet with you, are they Iranians?
They are Iranians.
They're Iranians, and they're Iranian Christians?
Yeah, they are. They're Muslim converts, and some of them were high places in government and in the military and in business. And
are there a lot of those folks over there?
A lot of them over there.
There are
around 10,000 underground churches in Iran.
10,000 churches?
Underground churches.
Wow.
Underground. They can't come above ground. But now let me explain.
Do they have Muslim sympathizers, people who want to be tolerant of them over there?
No. Not really, because it's so.
Among the populace, they don't have any support.
No, they'll boycott. You know, when they find out they're Christians, they'll boycott their businesses, they'll force them into bankruptcy, and that sort of thing. And so there aren't really sympathizers.
So much for tolerance.
Well, so much for tolerance. You know, the other, they have to be supported by their own kind, by the Christian community there.
You know, this is the kind of behavior, and I have many friends in Islam, Dave, but this is the kind of behavior that moderate Muslims should be speaking out against.
Absolutely.
It's not
sure.
good for their religion. It's not good for their faith. It's not good for their PR. I mean, they should be, they shouldn't just be doing this, not be intolerant. They should be talking about people who are intolerant.
Well, they absolutely should.
And against it.
I got a call from the host of the meeting on Saturday.
Quickly. Very quick.
Sure.
I tell you what, I got to wrap it up. I wanted you to give us that report, and we're going to continue our visit with Dave Anderson, but I just wanted him to give us that report. Dave, Godspeed on your trip, and we'll look forward to a report when you get back. 20 till, we're going to talk about leading by the book, leadership with courage, after these messages. 20 till, stay with us.
I don't care where it goes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.